Welcome back to Black Hat 2017 live from Las Vegas with SecurityGuyTV.com. And now I got a double billing here. So my brain's a little tired and confused, but I got Cloudera.com and Cybraics.com and Alan Ross and Rocky DeStefano.
Yes, sir.
All right, now tell us what you guys do. Who wants to go first?
Okay, so basically Cybraics is a machine learning and artificial intelligence capability along with a security operations center for operational, you know, security analytics, attack management, and we're a startup.
Now, let me keep your microphone a little closer for
okay.
me.
Okay.
Now, is that an outsourced operations center that
it
people
is.
Contact
it's
you?
It's all operational. It's okay. all operational, so there's no capital expense. You ship us your data,
yeah.
telemetry from your environment. We apply currently 35 machine learning algorithms, supervised and unsupervised. We have an artificial intelligence engine and a cybersecurity center, and we will curate cases for you and let you know what you need to go work on.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
Fabulous. Now, cool. And how does Rocky Cloudera. Work into that?
So, yeah, I'm with Cloudera. Cloudera is a big data platform, so Hadoop and machine learning software. And Cloudera partners with Cybraics. We provide the underpinnings for what Cybraics is able to accomplish.
All right.
And my role at Cloudera is I'm the subject matter expert for cybersecurity at Cloudera.
Now, we had one person here talking about a data center or SOC outsourcing, right, or as a service. Is that kind of what you're trying to achieve, SOC as a service?
A little bit. It's a little more than that, though. It's
okay.
more data science as a service.
Okay.
Combined right. with this scalable big data platform.
Right.
So that we can bring in literally petabytes of data.
Oh.
And we partner with Intel as well, so we can scale up the compute.
Yeah.
So we can essentially handle any kind of load from a data perspective. And our expertise is really in the analytics and the artificial intelligence along with the security operations.
Now, who's your client base? What type of clients do you have or verticals?
So it's interesting because our client base sort of runs the gamut between small to medium hospital systems who really don't have a dedicated security team, all the way up through Fortune 50 tech and financial services companies who have a system, but they're interested in particular threats. So they let us focus on particular data types and apply our algorithms to help them uncover things like command and control, botnets, domain generating algorithms, phishing attacks, all the way to people who are interested in having us run all of our analytics against all of their data.
Well, I'm glad to hear you have a small hospital that doesn't have a staff, because a lot of these people today we talked to are all brilliant, but it's the big players. It's the mega companies that can afford it. Maybe a medium-sized company. Small guys, they don't have it, and they need it.
They do need
right?
it.
So your services and your pricing scalable to let a small guy get in there and do what he needs to do.
And we're actually working on an open source project together to bring all of this capability in this area. So we're working on called Apache Spot, which is incubating a new Apache project, which brings machine learning to cybersecurity to the masses.
Oh, good.
Anybody can download this and start to use it and benefit from this machine learning and the open data models associated with it. So they can get better visibility, stronger analytics. So no matter what size company they are, they can start to benefit.
Now, what's your title?
I'm a Chief Technology Officer at Cybraics, and I'm also the founder of the Apache Spot project.
I'm glad you said founder,
right?
Because I can see the passion.
Yes.
You love
this
stuff.
I was about to say, you know.
You love it, right?
Yeah, I do love it. And the fact that we can bring together with our partnership with Cloudera and other companies in the community, we currently have almost 300 people on our Slack channel. So we have a lot of people from industry, academia, who are working on bringing this open source cybersecurity capability to market so anybody can essentially plug it in and learn from it.
No, I love this concept. There's Cloud Security Alliance, and who's the other one we were talking about, the organization that's kind of make this data and information available, free, open source, remember? I think it's important that we let some of this stuff out
right.
to the public so the average guy can get it. The smaller businesses access to it. If we don't, once the large companies plug their holes and finish protecting themselves, it's going to go in some other way. They're going to come in through my refrigerator because I don't know what I'm doing, right? So I like this concept. Can you make money at it if you're going with open source?
The organizations can certainly make money selling around it, no
okay.
question.
Mm-hmm.
You can sell applications on top of it, right, that do perform analytics. You can sell services around it. So certainly you can sell and
all
make
right.
money around
it. I'm a big capitalist, although I don't make much money at securityguyradio.com. I'm all for trying, right? So I want to make sure that happens. Any case studies you can share with us, that success stories of?
We actually had Intel publish a couple case studies on Cybraic's behalf, which was based on essentially the spot capabilities are included in the Cybraic's platform. And we have one for healthcare, and we also have one in the financial services industry that were not even published by either Cloudera or Cybraic. They're published by Intel to show their customers the power of this big data for cybersecurity. And, you know, kind of back to your point, you brought up a really killer point, Chuck, which was, if we don't collaborate as good people, the bad guys, they sure know how to collaborate.
Isn't it true?
Phenomenally great.
That's
at
right.
Sharing information. We don't share information. We're all like, oh, we don't want to talk about what happened to us last week. But by sharing and by collaborating, we can actually help grow the industry.
Excellent point.
I mean, on that note, we did interview CloudSecurityAlliance.org. Yeah. We also have been in discussions with Cybrary.it. And my question is really to resources and talent. So we're looking at a shortfall in the cybersecurity industry. What types of challenges do you face to find the right talent, not only the profit business, but also in the type of work that you're doing elsewhere?
So to start with, this sort of approach actually changes that dynamic. So in cybersecurity, especially at the high end, you have a bunch of organizations trying to do data science and cybersecurity and hiring staff in both areas. With this approach, with the Apache Spot approach, they actually can benefit from the entire community's contribution to data science. So they don't necessarily need their own data scientists, they can still benefit from this entire community. It changes the dynamic dramatically and lowers the bar to entry. The collaboration that Alan was talking about now becomes about algorithms versus domains, IPs, and hashes. Changing this dramatically in how we can operate together and making everybody more scalable.
And you know, and our goal is to release synthetic data sets that people can test. So if you're developing, if you're a college student and you're working on data science or mathematics, you can develop algorithms and have test data sets where you know the answers. So can I find the attacks in this data? So not only publishing a data model that we're collaborating on, but also these synthetic data sets down the road that people can actually go test and work toward.
For Apache, have you created a network of computer science and IT as well as cybersecurity master's programs around the country to really, to inform them and B, to share?
We might have to stop. I think we're getting the bums rush out. Look, everybody's leaving.
Yes.
Let's wrap it up with the last question real quick.
Okay.
What keeps you guys up at night? What do you worry about?
Rocky.
I don't sleep anyway. I haven't slept. I've been in this industry for 24 years. I gave up on that. No, it's really just attention.
Yeah, I agree.
Being passionate
Awareness.
About it.
Yeah.
That's really what I care about, is making people passionate.
Same way. I mean, yeah. I'm mostly concerned that we don't realize that we need to come together as a community or we're going to fail as a community.
Excellent. Alan Ross, Rocky DeStefano. Did I get it right?
Yes.
Excellent. Cloudera.com and Cybraic.com. That is the absolute last broadcast from Black Hat 2017.
Yeah.
Well, the room's empty.
It is.
So
we got to get out of here.
Hola, thanks for following us on SecurityGuyRadio.com and SecurityGuyTV.com. And we'll see you next year, Black Hat 2017.
Thanks so much.
Good night.
Thank you.
Thank you.